In Texas, a special legislative session ends on Friday, which means that the state Democrats who fled to Washington, D.C. weeks ago to prevent the passage of new voting restrictions can finally come home. Or does it? Republican Governor Greg Abbott said he'll just call another special session, and another, until enough lawmakers come back and there's a quorum to pass the bill. Toni Rose is a Texas Democratic state representative from Dallas County, and she's been in Washington for 3 weeks. Representative Rose, welcome back. It's good to speak with you.
It's good to speak with you as well.
So when this special session is over on Friday, what are you going to do? Are you going to return to Texas?
We're currently having discussions about that. You know, the governor has made the statement that he's going to continue to call special sessions. And so after this one ends, we'll have to go from there because everything is so fluid. Our actions are determined by what the governor decides.
Sure. And I understand that the talks you are having with fellow Democrats in Washington right now, you may not be ready to fully divulge them, but time is running out, right? I mean, this end of this session is coming quickly. How long do you think you could hold out, hypothetically?
Well, here's the deal. We started out to ensure that House Bill 3, which is an anti-voter bill, was killed during this special legislative session. Our other objective was to come and apply pressure on Congress. And, you know, since we've been here, the momentum has built. I mean, each week, as of today, there are over 100 legislators from other across the country who are here in support. I think we've really accomplished the goals that we set out to do when we left 3 weeks ago.
Do you really think you have, though? I mean, you're trying to get members of Congress to vote for the People Act. This is the Democrats' voting rights bill. And frankly, not much, if anything, has really happened on that. It's no closer to getting passed today than it was 3 weeks ago, was it?
Well, just look at this. Just even last week, you know, the four top, you know, officials of our government met for the first time about Republicans' nationwide attacks on the freedom to vote. So afterwards, you know, President Biden, Vice President Harris, Speaker Pelosi, Majority Leader Schumer, you know, they all sent out a message and called for urgent passage of the For the People Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. So, you know, the message is clear. And I really do believe the needle has been moved since we arrived on the Hill.
At this point, do you see any room for further negotiations with Republicans in Texas on the state bill?
I would say they're calling and urging us to return, but as far as negotiating, that would just have to be determined once we make it back to Texas. I'm sure that time will come where we do come together and negotiate. You know, in Texas, one of the things I tell people, you know, we're not Washington, D.C. Although we have ideology or issues on certain legislation, we actually will have a conversation. It's not like they wouldn't have a conversation with us. I think the door will be open for that, but it's just a matter of where it ends after those conversations.
Okay, and I guess at some point, too, you're going to want to go home. You're going to have to go home. There's a lot of work
to do. Definitely.
Well, one of the things that you have to do is figure out how to take care of the state spending bill that the governor vetoed. After Democrats walked out, we see that salaries and benefits for over 2,000 state workers could be in jeopardy when that money runs out on September 1st. So are you going to take responsibility for that? I mean, you got to solve that problem.
What's important to remember is the governor is the one who vetoed the bill. He is the one who tried to extort us by trying to prevent us from breaking a quorum and extorting us by vetoing the legislative branch. So if anyone should be held accountable, it should be Governor Abbott.
But no business will happen until enough Democrats come back into Austin, to the state capitol. So can you promise that those state workers won't miss a paycheck?
Well, the governor has to make that promise. Again, it's the governor who vetoed the bill. I don't think Democrats should be held accountable for the actions of the governor.
So this is unconventional. This is very different, to say the least, that you are in Washington, D.C., trying to stay away from your own state capital. What does your day-to-day look like beyond pushing for federal legislation? Where are you staying? Are you tired of being in D.C.?
Of course we're tired of being in D.C. We're Texans. We love, you know, my heart is in Texas. My family's in Texas. Of course, this is a challenge. But that just shows you the severity of this anti-voter bill, that we're willing to make these sacrifices in order to protect, you know, Texans' freedom to vote.
Texas State Representative Tony Rose, one of the Democrats still camping out in Washington, D.C. to protest Texas Republican efforts to pass voting restrictions in the state legislature. We'll see how much longer that goes on. Representative Rose, thank you for your time.
You are so welcome.